I'll call back. Hello? Yeah, so what were you saying? Things you need to do.
Concerts featuring a lot of music by our student composers, we like to use the opportunity to talk to our student composers about their music and about what inspired or compelled them to write such fabulous music. So first of all, what's your name, how old are you, and where do you go to school, the boring stuff? And speak into the microphone.
My name is Yusei Hada, eighth grade. Eighth grade, I go to Quest to Learn. That's all the boring stuff.
I agree. So, what compelled you to write this piece? And what I found really interesting about this piece is your use of the voices. It's kind of like a radio drama or like a radio play that you would hear in the 1940s. And there's definitely an element of theater to it. So why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Well, firstly, it started off as some kind of dialogue going on in my mind. That was the first thing. Not all of it was in what was just played, but there were aspects of it. And then from there, the music just came just naturally came to how it is right now.
Very cool. I have one more question. What do you currently listen to? What music do you listen to right now?
There must be a lot of stuff.
Wow, I just created an silence. I listen to pretty much any music that's out there.
Thank you. Cool.
Thank you.
Any final words?
No.
I have one, actually. You heard a cell phone ring in the audience, and there were two or three rings. Two were from the performance, but one was not. So everybody, please turn off your cell phones. Thank you. All right, thank you.
don't you do a little tuning? One more time for Daniel.
Thank you.
So, while we're still waiting for programs to arrive, we might as well just go ahead and introduce the pieces this way. Why don't you go ahead and talk about who you are and the name of this piece and what it means? And sorry that the microphone is short.
That's all right. I like this. Hi, my name is Julian. I am 16, and it was my
school.
Where I go to school. I go to school at the very, very special music school. What inspired this piece was my struggles as an adolescent teenager. That's a complete joke. I wrote this piece a year and a half ago. I don't remember playing with this. But, yeah, what else?
For those who might not know, Special Music School High School is basically like a sister program to Face the Music, or Face the Music is a sister program to Special Music, or they're basically two sides at the same point. That's what I think about it. Okay, well, this is the third piece, at least the third piece of yours that I've conducted. And I've noticed that you I really like the palette of chords that you use. I think that the music you write seems to be able to speak to a very large audience, and I really like that. I'm wondering if you could talk about maybe your choice of harmonies.
Well, I mean, my influence doesn't quite come from just solely classical music. I mean, I listen to a lot of rock music, a lot of electronic music, a lot of hip-hop. So I have kind of like a sort of popular music background. So I feel like, you know, I'm able to branch out from just classical music because of that.
What are you listening to these days?
Basically everything. I mean,
drop some names.
I'm listening to Flume, a lot of Flume,
yeah.
The Strokes, Kendrick Lamar,
yes.
Name a few.
Yeah, I think you dropped a few names that even I don't know about. So I'll go home and like go on Spotify and check those out. All right, cool. Thank you so much, Julian. Next up, we have a piece by one of our very our younger student composers. Her name is Ming Jing Hawkins, and this piece is entitled Phoenix Flight. Thank you. Ming, why don't you speak a little bit about your piece? In particular, well, first, go ahead and introduce yourself.
My name is Ming Jing Hawkins. I'm in sixth grade, and I go to Horace Mann.
Very cool. Okay. Tell us about your piece, in particular, the melody.
Well, I wanted to write this piece when, actually, I had the idea when I was like, I went to, like a few years ago, I went to China, and I remember one time, I like, on the flight there, I would like, look out the window, and I would see like, all the clouds and all the land, and like, basically, bird's eye view of like a lot of things, and it was very, like, first time that I recall being on a plane, so I just wanted to take that feeling and set it into music. And I chose a phoenix because the phoenix is a bird of like fire, and birth. So I chose that theme to represent like the new generation of like music. And
how symbolic. Cool. Any last words, Ming? Maybe later you'll think of something. All right, thank you so much. Great. While we're setting up for the final act of tonight, I'll take a moment to talk about Face the Music. So Face the Music is basically New York City's youth new music ensemble. And we have about 215 students each season who come from all over the Tri-State area, sometimes even as far as Vermont. I think some of you might know who I'm talking about. And they come together every Sunday and they rehearse from 3 to 5 hours, music created only by living composers. So it's a pretty, oh, there's a music stand. Face the Music, along with its sister program, Special Music School High School, and Special Music School, yeah, that's right. These are all programs of Kauffman Music Center, which is kind of like a multi-organizational organization. And I'm very happy to be back with Face the Music as well. I'm back. The next group, Samurai Mama Big Band, is a group that I was happy to work with for about 2 years, and now Akash Mittal does a great job working with us. We did a piece of Akash's last year, and then when I moved to Germany and Argentina, Akash took the reins, and he does a great job. I also want to take this moment to say that if you like what you're hearing, please consider supporting Face the Music. Just go on to the Kauffman Music Center website, and you can get all the information you need. Nonprofit, tax deductible. Also, I want to say thank you to our Face the Music staff, Ian Monroe, our managing director. Yvonne Paredes in the back, our intern. And we have a full lineup of conductors, one of whom is Adriana Mateo right here. And of course, Akash Mittal. I think we're about ready for Samurai Mama Big Band to get up on stage. Thank you.
All right, thank you so much for staying with us to the very end. before we continue, can we get one more round of applause for all the student composers? As Boston mentioned, this is my first season with Face the Music, and one of the things that I find so inspiring is being surrounded not just by student artists, but just artists. It just feels to me like what they're creating is on the same level of, to my ear, as any other composer. And I'm blown away, and I always leave inspired whenever I get the opportunity to work with these other artists. I think when I was in high school, I wrote a blues that was mostly whole notes. So whenever I get to hear these students write, it's incredible. We are going to continue with a piece by one of my favorite composers. This is a composer named John Hollenbeck, and his music is deeply rooted in the jazz tradition. But he delves into lots of other areas, which gives him a really unique voice. So he often incorporates elements of folk music, American folk music, Irish folk music. He often delves into just sound textures, so things that might not even be a recognizable melody. You might even question whether it's music. And of course, improvisation. And in this piece especially, he combines all of those elements together. And it rocks out at the same time. So that's something else that he does really well. One of the things that he does in this piece that I really like is you're going to hear simultaneous events, so things that don't seem like they would fit together kind of existing at the same time, which I think is a really cool effect. Another thing you're going to hear is everybody in the band improvise in some fashion, in addition to having about five people stand up and take solo. So I think I've talked enough. We're going to continue with John Hollenbeck's Guarana.
Thank you.